Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Daniel chapter 10, verses 10 through 14, and Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Daniel chapters 10 and 12. And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia, and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is for days yet to come. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never has been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And for this I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. This was the prayer I said as a child with my parents or by myself every night before I went to bed. It was a prayer of great comfort for me, and maybe even more so when I got inquisitive enough to ask my parents, what does it mean when we say, if I die before I wake? The answer troubled me maybe a little bit when they gave me the truth of what that statement says, but at the same time, it was a great opportunity to teach me about the realities of life and death, and the gospel, and the love that Jesus had for me. Another memory of that prayer was that our family had a small blanket on which that prayer was sewn in cursive letters. And for years, I couldn't read those letters, but I trusted my parents that those words displayed the words of our nightly prayer. And another aspect of that blanket is that it displayed images of small, peaceful, smiling angels around the text of the prayer. The blanket was a physical reminder of the comfort of Jesus, God's angels, and the power of prayer. That even when I slept, Jesus watched and protected me by his word and God's angels. Now, if memory serves correct, as I got a little bit older, I was able to read the prayer on the blanket, and I realized the words weren't exactly as though I had prayed them for years and years every night. I think gradually they softened the edge of the line about me dying before I wake to something like, guide me, Jesus, through the night and wake me with the morning light. And perhaps even added at the end of the prayer with a line like, all the angels watching over me, amen. Therefore, the reasons for the angels on the blanket. Well, at some point, I outgrew the blanket and maybe that prayer and the exact rhyme. But thankfully, God didn't forgive me and his holy angels continued to guard and protect me. This week, we follow the readings from this past Sunday in celebration of St. Michael's and all the angels. We give thanks for God's protection he provides to his spiritual beings. But the text that we read also forbid us to ignore the realities of the world in which we live. Battles happen all around us. When we are awake, when we are asleep. Spiritual battles that we acknowledge without physical seeing nor understanding. And we know how human politics can be ugly. That tragedies happen and people that leave people reeling. Nations are in uproar, and people whom we love are taken from us. those that we are sad about and that we mourn. Oftentimes, sometimes die unexpectedly in a tragedy. And in the middle of the chaos, we recognize how we want to be like Daniel and faithfully follow Jesus and stand up to the temptation of sin. But yet we also know the battle that we have inside of us, that how often we break the commandments internally and externally, that we deny the battle that is happening around us, that we put our trust in things other than God's promises and treat others as God has not called us to do in love. Because of our failure and frailty, we are prompted to pray further to our faithful God, let your holy angel be with you, that the evil foe may have no power over you. Amen. So much of the book of Daniel deals with battles, political, military, and spiritual battles. And it is set in the context of the battle lost by Judah and being sent into exile in Babylon. But in Daniel chapter 12, in the middle of the difficulties and imagery of battle, God declares that he will deliver his people. Those whose name he has written in the book of life will be raised in everlasting life, and those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness will shine like stars forever and ever. For the battle is not ours to fight or win, but it is fought on our behalf. But Jesus has delivered us from sin, death, and Satan on account of his victory over the forces of evil through his life, the cross, and resurrection. Victory is ours. And yet we're called to continue to fight in this fallen world. We fight against our sinful flesh, Satan, our accuser, and the world. As we wait and long for the final realization of our Lord's kingdom in that last day, we fight with the wisdom of God and the assurance and protection of angels from the evil one. For angels remind us of the mercy of God, God's desire to save us for all eternity. And he goes to great lengths to protect us every day and help us remain faithful to Jesus. We sing together with the angels with Rachel. Holy, holy, holy is our God. May God grant us the comfort of the gospel that the victory has been won. As God's people full of the joy given to us in victory and strengthened by the many ways God loves and protects us, may we support one another in our walk with Jesus. May we be his instruments to turn others to righteousness. May we live in the certainty God has given us that Jesus has won the battle and made us his own. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend David and Jenny Preuss, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.